It is a verse to which he refers, a verse of the Holy Quran, which has been used, unfortunately, exactly for the opposite end. Exactly diametrically opposed purpose. The fitna mentioned in that verse is application of force in religion and conversion of Muslims into kafirs through force. So the Holy Quran permits the Muslims to fight only until the fitna remains. As long as coercion and religion is being used, you are permitted to fight back that coercion. But the moment they cease coercing you, you cease fighting them. So it's exactly for the opposite end. Fitna in the Holy Quran has been extensively used for exactly the opposite purpose. Now the mullah of today is using it for exactly the opposite sense. Fitna, they think, if fitna means that if somebody tries to convert you through preaching, that is fitna, and you are permitted to use force to stop that preaching. While according to the Holy Quran, fitna means if you are preaching your religion through arguments and somebody uses force against you. So the whole picture is completely opposite to what the Holy Quran paints. For instance, in Surah Ukhdud is Surah, the name of Surah is Ukhdud or Surah Buruj? Buruj. Acha. In Surah Buruj, the Holy Quran mentions this, fitna, and says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتُنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Fitna is not that they were converting them through preaching. The fitna, as has been mentioned early in the earlier verses, is that they were burning them alive for changing their religion. For the only punishment, for the crime they had committed was that they had accepted the voice of God. And for that crime, they were being burnt alive. That is fitna. Not to change religion, but to coerce religion through force. And now the mullah of today says, fitna means if somebody tries to change your religion, you kill him, and if he does succeed, then unless that person comes back to your ummah, as they call it, you are permitted to either stone him to death or kill him or burn him alive as you please. So the real fitna is the fitna of today, that they have played fitna with the verses of the Holy Quran. They have played havoc with the verses of the Holy Quran and completely turned it volta-face to a different meaning than the ones for which the Holy Quran, these verses were revealed.